Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, where we get to sit down and talk with interesting professional guitar players and related music industry experts. If you love playing guitar, stick around. You're in the right place. This is Craig Garber, and welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar podcast episode number 3. Today's topic, streaming services versus collecting music. I have a confession to make. I've been listening to music daily for probably 48 years now, since I was about 5. And as I sit here speaking with you, I have over 37,000 songs in my iTunes software. That's close to 350 gigs of music that would take me 3,120 hours or 130 days listening around the clock to get through. That means if I started listening to every single song I have right now, and I didn't take any breaks to sleep, eat, or shit, I wouldn't be finished until like basically 4.5 months from now. Now that being said, here's my confession. Up until last week, when I wanted to get familiar with an artist's catalog who I was about to interview, I've never listened to music through any kind of a streaming service. And here's why. You see, my perception of streaming is that it lends itself to one-night stands. A single here, a fleeting new introduction there, kind of like an all-you-can-eat buffet down at the local Chinese restaurant. Maybe you'll randomly find a few things you like, but you'll never truly find something you love, something you can stick with over the long haul. Now, I realize the incredible time savings of having the ability to pull up a sample of singles here and there, but when it comes to music, I prefer approaching artists with more of a long-term relationship outlook over speed dating. I want to hear what they have to say, and I'm willing to give them at least one album's worth of time to try and figure out whether or not what they do have to say moves me enough to want to have more of a relationship with them and to continue listening to what they have to say. Plus, to me, if an artist moves me musically, I want to listen to everything they've put out. This gives me a great vantage point on who they are, how they got where they are today, and where they're going moving forward. I think it's really important to understand the journey of an artist, just like when you meet someone and you wind up being good friends with them, you understand their journey. Plus, I tend to batch listen. For example, last week I was in the mood to hear Osium by Monster Magnet. I played the song a few times, and I realized it had been a long while since I actually listened to Monster Magnet, so I played through the entire Monster Magnet catalog, which took a few days to get through, of course, but I had a great time doing it, and I felt like my relationship with Monster Magnet was renewed once again. Now, some people might think, wow, you could have listened to music by 30 or 40 different artists during this same time. And the truth is, yes, I absolutely could have. But again, I don't measure the quality of my experience with music by how varied it is any more than I measure the quality of my personal relationships by how many of them I have. Your mileage may vary and you may look at things differently, but I tend to prefer depth and meaning over quantity in pretty much all aspects of my life. I guess that's why I have a close circle of very good friends as opposed to a wide circle of acquaintances. It's why I've been married to the same woman for 25 years, and it's why I ask the types of questions I ask when I'm interviewing people. You see, whether we're talking about a relationship with a person or a listening-only relationship with a music artist, for me, the quality of that relationship is based solely on the depth and the intimacy of it and how much time you spend together. Of course, you may not agree, and I'm certainly not saying my way is the right way. It's just the right way for me, that's all. And in a nutshell, that's why I prefer owning music instead of streaming it. Thanks for listening. Go to everyonelovesguitar.com and sign up to get notified of future episodes along with the latest guitar-related updates. And join our community on Facebook at facebook.com/everyonelovesguitar. We hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, subscribe to the Everyone Loves Guitar podcast, and you can do this online at everyonelovesguitar.com or on iTunes. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star positive review. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show ranks, and higher rankings mean we get to continue speaking with cool, interesting guests on our show. We'll see you on the next episode, and until then, keep playing your guitar and have fun making music.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.